Welcome to the Right Turn Radio Podcast. I'm John Cohan.
And I'm Abby Dean.
And you're listening to New England's foremost addiction and mental health program.
We have a lot of people here in this studio.
We have a lot of people in this here studio. We're going to talk about the holidays, how to get through the holidays sober. And we have four guests joining us. Our favorite founder of Right Turn, Mr. Woody Giesman, is here to sing a song and spread holiday cheer. Hey, Woody.
Ho.
Ho. Erica Rodney and Mike Pyle, two singers and an instrumentalist. They're going to sing a couple songs for us. Welcome, you guys.
Hello.
Hey.
And our old friend Tony V is going to give us some holiday cheer. Welcome, Tony.
Yes. I'm spreading it. They said it's spread holiday cheer. So whenever I get a chance, I just spread things.
And the Suffolk County Sheriff will be right down.
Pest control.
We'd love to hear from you guys.
That is open to interpretation, by the way. I just said spread things, and you guys made up all kinds of filthy little dirty things, and it's just I'm spreading. It could be peanut butter. It could be chair.
You're a giver.
I give. I wash my hands afterwards, and then we go.
And then we're off. It's time for some more spreading.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you guys, our listeners. 617-266-6868. Tell us your holiday stories. Tell us how you stay sober over the holidays.
Well, this whole show came together, it's around the holidays, but we had these two articles circulating. One was like, how to stay sober during the holidays and get the support you need. And the other one, what do you do with your pesky friends who are trying to stay sober during the holidays? And it was like, it was the perfect combination of, you know, support and love and then ditching your sober friends.
So, Tony, do you tell...
The sober friends are the pesky ones.
Yes.
That's what it's become now.
That's right.
If you're not drunk, you're the pesky one.
Yeah.
How many times the cops been called on you when you weren't drunk?
Oh, look, he's sitting there minding
his own business. Having a perfectly sane conversation and not threatening anybody.
Yeah, let's get him in trouble.
Call the police.
I think one of the things you should do is take selfies with your drunk friends and show it to them later.
You go, I did not do that.
Yes, you did. I don't know how we're going to get the grape out of your nose, but we'll see what we can do.
Well, what are your tips for people new to sobriety, Tony, going to like a party? Do you tell people anything? Do you tell people that you're sober?
If they ask, if it comes up, I tell them I believe in the whole anonymity thing. You know what I mean? And I mean, if it's brought up, you know, because I'm often in situations at clubs and whatnot. I just did a show a couple weeks ago when I was in Tampa, Florida, and I was doing a corporate show, and the guy invited me on his yacht, the guy that owned the thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he started running down what they were going to do. And I go, I don't think I'm going to go on that yacht. You know? You know what I mean? I'm going to be out in the ocean with drunks. I go, you know, I wouldn't get in a car with you. I'm not going to get in a $100,000 boat. What are you, a nut? You know? So, it's going to be drinking and this, and we got, you know, pot, and we're going to do that. I go, that's good.
That's
that. You guys, I'll be here to catch the rope when you come back in. I think it's for me, it's been since 91, so, you know, and every once in a while you think about it, but I think you just keep busy. I think part of the problem with people being sober newly is they think they have to be dour about it, you know what I mean?
Right.
They think that they like they've conquered this thing, and it's like, now I just gotta be miserable because I'm not drinking. Just be an idiot. Sober, it doesn't matter. It's
they're
the same thing.
Right.
This way you know you're doing it, and you can rein it in if you have to. You know, I have this discussion with my wife all the time, because every once in a while you hear, you know, there'll be a story about, you know, some celebrity who got caught driving and drinking and stuff. And they go, why don't they hire people to drive? I go, because when you're sober, you don't think you will do that. You know what I mean? Your rational self goes, well, I'm not going to get loaded and drive. But then you get a couple pops in, you're going, I am the king of the world. I can drive anything. Give me a key. I am not taking my keys. I know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's right. I got this.
Right, but it's not in your right head, you know. So I think you keep busy. I brought a list of things you should do that are fun. And before I list these, I will tell you this. All of these are better. They can be done regular, but they're all much better if you do them naked. I'm not telling you how to live, but each of these...
I got
to
write these down.
Yeah, each of these would be better if you were naked. Okay. That's all. Not better, just different. That's all. Bake cookies. We had some lovely cookies beforehand, but bake them in the nude. Add a little twist. That's all I'm saying. These taste extra good. Yes, they do. See? It's simple. It wouldn't matter. Play Twister with your aunt. With your favorite aunt. You know, she comes over, you don't know what to do, just offer a game of Twister. So? I went through drunk selfies are good. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Take a dip in the ocean on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
It's nude. Then wake you right up. You won't sleep until May. Your voice will go up a little bit, but you'll be fine. And here's my favorite one. Shave some part of you you've never shaved before. Just randomly.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my new thing. This is my new favorite thing to do, just in general, but I love doing it around the holidays. Is just to randomly and sort of inappropriately quote The Godfather, the movie The Godfather. Like, I'd just be somewhere and go, Cheech, aporte! And, you know, people, can I help you? Yeah. Take the gun, leave the cannolis. What are you doing? I was in the olive oil business with his father. Michael Corleone did this. Michael Corleone did that.
Oh, you got the voice down, too.
Oh. So that's just a couple of tips. Those are my tips for a happy holiday. There are more you can add. You can add your own.
You're spreading.
Yeah, did I tell you I was a spreader?
Well, and we have these tips from a woman named Melody Moezy wrote five tips from your sober holiday guest, Abby.
Yeah. Yes, John, I didn't notice that. So one of the things she keeps saying, she politely puts it, but it's mind your own business.
Yeah, yeah.
She says, if you can contain your curiosity, do so.
Yeah.
Because why somebody else isn't drinking isn't really any of your worry or any of your business.
Well, that's the thing I found, too, is like people, you know, are like, I'm going to a party. How do I tell them I don't drink? You say, no,
I'm good.
I'm good. That's all I've ever had to do. And people aren't like, well, tell me why you're good.
Right. That's right. You know. You're not going to drink. Right. Right. Why not?
Well, hey, everybody. Right. This guy's not drinking.
Right.
Nobody cares.
You know what I tell people?
What?
You like all the glass in your window not broken?
It's your choice.
I'm just telling you.
You have a choice.
You have a choice.
Well, and then if you're stuck with asking and you can't help yourself and they say, I'm not drinking because I'm allergic to alcohol, or whatever they say, your job is to say, okay, and not to say, you're not going to drink ever?
Right. or the one, you know, people, I've had this before where they feel like you're watching them drink and you're kind of judging them, you know, oh, this one must be an alcoholic because they're drinking. I think you get put into that role of the sober dude at the party sometimes.
It's raining on everybody.
I don't
else
care
is
whatever. You guys can drink normally. That's fine. That's great for you.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right. And what's the other one, Abby?
Well, there's. It's funny. A lot of people run into these problems, and But your job as a guest, as a somebody with a guest who's sober, is to take care of them and to be nice to them and to have something they can have in their hand that isn't alcoholic.
Yes.
And not a, so not a non-alcoholic beer, but an actual like something they can like a fruit punch.
It's like a security blanket. That's all it is. You can have a martini in there. You can have an apple cider. It's not going to make for me. That was always the thing. It was like you know the. Kind of dealing with the social anxiety. If I just had something in my hand, I'm fine.
Since we're holding
I'm shaking like a leaf right now. So we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to have more of our friend Tony V, and we're going to come back with some music. You're listening to Right Turn Radio. We'll be back right after the break. We have Tony V here. We have Woody Giesman here. And right now we're going to hear a song from Erica Rodney and Mike Pyle.
Yeah. Baby, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
away. Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll take your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
But maybe just another dance
Put
floor.
Some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
If I left my
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
Mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has
How
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Well, maybe.
But maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to go home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
Up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do such a thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you got pneumonia and die,
I really can't stay.
Get over that hold out.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
That's Erica Rodney and Mike Pyle. That was beautiful. What's that,
that
song
that
about,
was great.
Tony?
No, it's interesting. It's from the 1940s,
right.
And it was... So, I mean, if you think it, and it wasn't designed as a Predator song, it was a design.
It's a creepy, it's a date rape song.
It was designed about a woman wanting to stay over unmarried women didn't do that then.
Right.
And now, since that's not going to happen, it sounds much more like a
it's very
Predator song.
She says no in the song about six times.
Can I borrow your coat?
Right. I won't get you home.
That's right.
Right.
You're on your own.
You're right. If you leave here, you're going to be in big trouble.
That's right.
Right.
And if you stay, your mom's going to worry.
There's going to be rumors about you. Your reputation's going to be sullied. So you might as well stay because it's ruined anyway.
You can't win either way.
No.
You're not going to.
No. You lose.
No one's.
Right. And I understand, and it, but it's a creepy song. It sounded lovely.
It sounded beautiful.
It sounded beautiful. And if you didn't think too deeply about it, you'd go, oh, what a beautiful duet.
And the way it plays around
Sure. Sure.
I'm in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, you're in the holiday spirit. Yeah. So you think it's all right.
It just happens.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Right. What's the sense of hurting my pride? How do you... That's, there's no pride involved in that.
No means no.
No means no.
No means no.
I tell my daughter that all the time.
Do as I do, not as I sing.
Right. Yeah.
But they do talk about, you know, the trifecta of the holidays. And we say it all the time at Right Turn, like... This it really does affect people. We see kind of an uptick in
Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
Yeah,
that
the trifecta,
trifecta.
Yes, and we're on the second race. We're at the.
That's right. The Suffolk Downs.
What's the city? Yeah.
Belmont.
And they happen so close together.
They
do. You know
do.
What I mean? It's they sort of pile up on you.
Well, yeah, and it's so. What is it about? It's about food.
Food, yeah.
Which nobody has any issues with.
No.
It's about
how's food gonna hurt
drinking.
You? It can unclog arteries.
That's
what stents are for.
And it's about drinking.
Yep.
And it's about family.
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 Right.
Oh,
right.
That's the trifecta. So food, alcohol, and family.
You know that old saying, family pushes your buttons because they're the ones that installed them.
That's right.
You know, and it really is true. So you're going home, especially if you're like new in recovery like a lot of people are. You go home and you know, you're like, oh. And Tony, you were talking about, you know, the people trying to get folks to drink, you know.
Your family's the worst about it because they don't want to admit that someone, you know, that's related to them has a problem because that could mean they have a problem. You know, and they're the ones who pressure you the most. My family, up until, you know, not pretty recently, always, just one. You know, yeah. It's the holidays.
Yeah.
Just
right.
One.
That's right. We got to toast Uncle Jim.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, let's remember Bub, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you go like, no, I don't drink. I can't, you know.
Well, Woody, you said you're in the holiday spirit now. So
oh, yeah, I'm always.
Do you have a song for us, a holiday song?
Oh, is it time for me?
It's time for our friend Woody Giesman, the founder of this show. As well as Right Turn and a good friend and a musician.
Singing gonna a sing. Clean
What's the name of this song?
It's called Underneath That Mistletoe.
Oh, Jones. Yeah.
And I'm going to have Mike join me. All I want to do is say, hey, hey, hey. I don't want to be without you for another holiday. Promise to be gentle. I promise to be quick. I'm coming down your chimney quick like Saint Nick. For just one kiss. I'm your Johnny Depp and you're my Marilyn Monroe. I'm standing right here underneath your mistletoe. Promise to be gentle. I promise to be quick. Bringing you lots of presents just like Saint Nick. For just one kiss. Oh yeah. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, bells gonna ring. Ding dong, ding dong, yeah, the bells are gonna ring. For just one kiss, one kiss. Standing underneath your mistletoe. Oh yeah, baby, rock and roll. For just one kiss. For just one kiss.
Oh,
studio here. We have Woody Geisman, who just sang a song. Erica Rodney and Mike Pyle just sang a song. And we have our good friend Tony V joining us. And we were talking about cigars at the break.
Yes.
We have some cigar smokers
yes,
in here.
Yes, I'm not going to lie to you. I enjoy it.
It's my one last vice.
You got to have something.
That I can mention on the radio. No, it's my one last vice that I have. Is smoking cigars, and not often enough.
Yeah.
No.
No. No. No, some people don't get it. If you don't get it, you don't get
it. Yeah, yeah,
but,
that's fine.
You know, it's relaxing.
But, like, you know, like, some people, it's just like drinking around people at a party. You can't, you know, some people will be afraid to pull out a cigar and start puffing because it's frowned upon.
Have you guys noticed that only the men are speaking? Half the people in this room are women and they're all going.
You can smoke a cigar. No one's stopping you from smoking a cigar.
They're not delicious.
They are delicious.
No, they
That's
are not
the thing.
Delicious.
They have notes of cedar and chocolate.
And cherry.
And cherry, yeah.
Cinnamon on
occasion. A little vanilla on the backside. Yeah.
So we have a list of 10 things you never say to sober people. And one of them is, but red wine has antioxidants. It's good for you.
Yes.
That's the health approach to drinking? Yes.
It's like chocolate now. Dark chocolate. But it has antioxidants, so it's good
for
you.
How about this one? I like that one. I didn't think to invite you because you don't drink.
Yeah.
That's so mean. Right.
Plus,
so mean.
That's all that's going to be going on there is drinking. We are going to get hammered, and you would feel awful. That's
right.
What they're saying to you, right?
Right, and they're saying that they might think about drinking if you're there.
That's it.
Right. Under the guise of we don't want you to be tempted.
That's right.
That's what it is.
That's right. Oh, we're just thinking of you, John.
We're trying to protect you. Right.
They're so thoughtful. Well, and it brings on feelings. You know, people get a little blue during the holidays. Speaking of the blues, we're going to have a nice segue.
That was beautiful.
Good segue. Cigars. Cigarette. Antioxidants.
The blues.
The blues.
I'd like Mike Pyle to favor us with a holiday song.
Sure, it's a short song, Merry Christmas Baby. If there's anybody listening who has a saxophone leaning against the couch, pick that up and play with me, please, or a harmonica or something. Key of G. We can loop it in if you called in.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure did treat me nice. You give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. You know I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. You know I'm feeling mighty fine, mighty fine. Sitting here with some friends down at Alkeo. I wanna kiss you, pretty baby, while you're standing neath the mistletoe. Saint Nick came down the chimney about 2:45. Left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, pretty baby. You sure been good to me. You know, I had a drink in about 8 and a half long years, but I'm feeling all lit up just like a Christmas tree.
Nice
job. Wonderful sax solo in that. Joey in Cambridge.
That was good.
Thanks for joining in.
Nice job, right, Mike Pyle. That was beautiful.
That was a good one.
So what would you guys do? Recommend? You? Some of you people have a lot of experience in sobriety. If I were having a bunch of friends over and I knew some were sober and some weren't, what would I do? What should I do? Should I have... you know, a secret little
wall. Build a wall. Right down the middle of your house. Right.
Right. So, no, seriously.
But I think you just, listen, you know, we're all, you're a grown up at some point, and you have to take responsibility for yourself. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you just have to, you offer people an alternative to alcohol and make it available to them. And as we were hinting at all show, don't make them feel awkward about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Here, you can't drink. Have this. You know? Right.
There must be a book on mocktails.
Right.
Mocktails.
Yeah. Right. Things that taste like other things.
That's right. Here's bloody
right. Awful, right. Spread that around, why don't you? Right. But, yeah, but make a nice punch or, you know, you can have a virgin pina colada and no one would know the difference.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's right. We could tell everybody. You could save a lot of money, actually.
Yeah. Save a lot of money.
Oh, that's smooth. Yeah, sure. Get yourself.
Pina colada.
Yeah, make smoothies for everybody.
Listen, if you like pina coladas.
And getting caught in the rain.
The other thing is, you know, you don't have to go. You know, they always say have an exit strategy. So if you're in recovery and you're going to a party, you know there's going to be, or a family function, you know there's going to be, a lot of alcohol or there's going to be other drugs there. Have an exit strategy. Go with another sober friend if possible, but say, you know, have a way to leave. There's a ton of, if you go onto the AA website and the Narcotics Anonymous website, there's a ton of alkathons and narcathons during the holidays for people, just for that. There's sober parties, there's sober nightclubs springing up now. So there is a lot of ways to kind of divert yourself. I think what we see at Right Turn is people feeling like they have to go somewhere.
Well, it's really interesting. We had a holiday party this year, and for
it's a great one, by the way.
Yeah, and for a few of the people there, they were like, "This is the first like cocktail party I didn't drink at," and I'm like, "It wasn't a cocktail party. Right. It was a sober event at Right Turn." But
cocktails.
But they didn't. I mean, they were just kind of that's what that meant to them. Right. A bunch of people sitting around talking, and nobody was drinking. It was like this shocking moment for them.
Right, that it could actually happen and still be fun. It was it's very enjoyable. Yeah, you know, that's the thing, people. You know, I really think it's about, you know, knowing who you are and not feeling bad about you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because people will try to make you feel like you're different or that there's something wrong with you. And it's really something wrong with them that they have to, you know, to make you feel that way. Or that, you, as you say, you're silently commenting on their behavior. And I don't care about anybody else.
Well, it's really interesting because when you don't drink at an event, people are often... Are you sure? How about something else? Do you want some? You know, it's really interesting. Right. It's like, no thanks, I'm fine. And it's like there's this real anxiety they have if you are not drinking.
Right, right. It they think it reflects badly on them.
Right.
And then I usually go, yeah, you're an awful person, and I'm leaving.
That's right.
You know, turn it right back on them.
All you offered me was water.
Right.
My favorite was when they said, but. It's an open bar. They're for free.
Oh, well, you didn't say that.
Oh, well, then I'm going to relapse and
start that's
drinking.
Great. Sure, as long as it doesn't cost me anything. But my family and my soul.
My family and my soul. Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, I just want to give it an early plug. There's going to be a New Year's Eve party at Right Turn with dinner and prizes and a great band. And that's going to start, I think, at 7 o'clock.
And no champagne.
And it's going to be a wonderful thing. So there's plenty of choices. Tony, yeah. You going to be anywhere?
Sparkling apple cider is fantastic.
Sparkling yes. apple cider. I love it.
It's really great.
I actually, yeah.
I am at the Dedham Community Theater on New Year's Eve. Nice. I used to do first night, but that's all got changed around. So I will be at, I have two shows, I think at 6:30 and 9:30 or something.
Awesome.
Like that.
Wow, that yeah. sounds great.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's a movie theater.
Yeah,
and
I've been there.
They don't show a movie and they show us. It's like
real.
It's like 3D.
No.
It's almost like 3D.
It really is.
We're talking about the holidays. We've had our friend Tony V here, Woody Geisman, Erica Rodney, Mike Pyle, and we're just, you know, we're all kind of reminiscing about different holidays. Tony was. You were talking about, you know, holiday songs you don't like.
The worst holiday songs, there's some really bad
Christmas songs, especially. I just got a great album by Bad Religion. They do punk band, and they do all Christmas songs, and it's fantastic. It's really good. My son and I go gaga. I mean, that's all we want to play. My wife's going nuts. But there's, like the Paul McCartney song. Simply have a wonderful Christmas time. You just want to you go, really? That's what you became. That's what a Beatle.
You started out so well.
You know, that is actually my barometer, my yardstick of how you know the world's not fair. That we're left with the two crappy Beatles. You know what I mean? If ever you needed to know that the world's not fair and you got to take it by
the
horns.
Hey, look at the phones lighting up.
Anybody have any opinions?
There's the country western song about the kid who's trying to scrape together his pennies to buy shoes because his mother's
going to
die.
Visit Jesus, yes.
Yeah, his mother's going to go visit Jesus on Christmas Eve. Yeah, just grab my aorta and rip my heart out.
She's not going to need shoes where she's going.
Save your money. You know, she's not walking anywhere.
Wow.
And then this Dominic, I think one of the worst of all time is going to be Dominic, the Italian Christmas donkey.
He's at the creche with him.
He's just singing. You know, the little drummer boy bums me out, too.
Oh,
you know why?
What?
It's the Parumpa Pumps. You know what I mean? They go, I got no gifts to bring Parumpa Pump Pump. You're in a band. You have a drummer. He could do the Parumpa Pumps for you. There's no need for you to Parumpa Pump. There's a guy, now I'm sure Woody can identify with this. There's a guy sitting on a kit in the back going, dude, I'm right here. I can handle the Parumpa Pumps, no problem. No, you got to sing the Parumpa Pumps. Like, I'm not needed? All right. Go on with your Parumpa Pumps. Go, enjoy. Then you know what they say? Cheat, chop on.
Some more Godfather quotes for you. Hey, listen, we do have a wonderful Christmas song. Sung by originally by the guy. When I think of Christmas, I think of Elvis Presley. I don't know why.
Because of this song.
Something to do with
this
a dream
one's
one
really
point.
Happy too.
But we're gonna have. I know we're gonna get.
We're on the edgy.
Did
Christmas
you know
songs.
That the? But speaking of depression, because we're talking about Blue Christmas, did you know that the Google searches for depression are the lowest ever all year on Christmas Day and the days leading up to it? Is that true? Yeah,
you tried to get her to talk.
I know.
We're
trying to get our producer to talk.
I think that it has something to do that when the Google searches for pumpkin pie go up, the searches for depression go down. Right.
Correlation.
Right.
Yeah. There's a correlation between pie.
Right. You're not thinking any negative thoughts when you get pumpkin pie in your yap. Trust me.
So we're gonna have Erica Rodney sing "Blue Christmas."
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. And you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue Christmas. And you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue Christmas.
Yes. Nice. Erica Rodney, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Erica Rodney. That was beautiful.
That was great.
And the background singers here?
Yeah. Background whistling.
That was pretty good whistling. Pretty
darn good whistling. We're available for bar mitzvahs and weddings and
best. I do a pretty good trombone. That's all I got.
Tony does weddings good, right? And bar mitzvahs.
That's all. I do it all.
So I think we should just say to everybody that it's okay to be sober. It's okay to have sober friends on the holidays and stop worrying so much and start enjoying yourself.
Have a great time. It's fun. A whole new world opens up. Enjoy your family or don't enjoy your family. Right. That's your option.
And
it's
stop being uncomfortable about you.
Yes.
Make other people uncomfortable. It's much more fun. It is way more fun.
So today, my kids, we went out, and I have these beautiful Christmas hats that you guys
have all
seen.
Those hats are fantastic.
But I threatened if they didn't behave that I would put one on my head, and they were angelic. So you just have to have a different perspective.
That's
Christmas.
I love that. Well, I wanted to thank our guest, Woody Geisman, for being on the show. Thank you, Woody. Happy holidays to you and the family. Erica and Mike, thank you so much. Wonderful music.
You guys,
music.
Duet
you guys killed
it. Right, yeah.
And Tony, thanks
so
much.
I duet well with myself. Very well.
Tony's going to be New Year's Eve at the Dedham Community Theater.
Yeah, I have two shows. I think it's 6:30 and 9:30. But
you can check it out.
You can check it. They'll
you
know more.
You want to find out beforehand.
Yeah, I'll show up. Yeah, if I'm not there, watch a movie. I'll get there eventually.
Like I said, we have live music and a big New Year's Eve party at Right Turn, 299 Broadway. You can check out our website, right-turn.org. Like us on Facebook. I want to say happy holidays to our incredible producer, award-winning producer, Jill Ruby, and her family, our incredible award-winning engineer, Ed Sweeney, and his family, and happy holidays to everybody out there in Right Turn Radio Land.
Happy holidays to you, John.
Happy holidays to you, Abby. You've been listening to the Right Turn Radio Podcast. Check us out at right-turn.org. I'm John Cohan.
And I'm Abby Dean. Remember, be safe and ask for help.